The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
This story from Oklahoma, I love this because I could totally see myself being caught up in a situation like this.
Like what?
So there's a family in Oklahoma, their son, their 9-year-old son, he loves sea life. He wanted an octopus as a pet for his birthday.
Okay.
So they spent $600. They got a sea salt aquarium and everything, and they bought the kid an octopus for
really?
His birthday.
I didn't even know you could buy an octopus.
They thought it was a male. It was a female.
Oops.
Turns out it was pregnant.
Oops.
And it had 50 different babies.
Ooh.
So now they've had to go out and buy numerous water tanks. It's taking over half of their extra bathroom. Thousands of dollars on food supplies, water damage repairs, because they had an incident where the salt water spilled, landed on an electrical outlet, and started a small fire. They're trying to take care of 51 octopus.
What are they supposed to do with the overflow of octopi?
Octopi?
I mean, can you donate it to a zoo?
I don't know.
Like, what the hell are you going to do with 50 octopuses?
The dad, he's a 36-year-old dentist, said his son Cal has been obsessed with octopus since the age of 3. And every birthday, every Christmas, every holiday, he'd always say, I want to get an octopus. So they finally got him one. They thought it was a male.
Oh.
It was a female. Popped out 50 different babies. And now they don't know what to do with it.
Those things creep me out anyway.
So I feel bad for the dad. You try to do something right for your kids. You bite the bullet. You buy this expensive aquarium. Next thing you know, you're taking care of over 50 of these things.
I could barely take care of a single cat. Let alone 50 octopi. Is that the plural?
Is it octopus, octopi? I don't know.
Octopuses?